T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How about the Warriors improving to 7-0 at Chase Center?
It felt like a party yesterday.
It was a party.
So now that we're on Chase Center, Thrive City in postgame, because I'm going to be honest with you 100%. Chuck and those guys, they're on set.
Oh, they got the crowd.
Back and forth, back and forth. I got my mother-in-law over. I got my wife. We're all downstairs, the two dogs. We're watching you. You guys go to commercial. I flip over to TNT. Thrive City, when we thought about Chase Center being built, and you watch Jurassic Park, and you watch all these other...
The Deer District.
And you watch these all these other like stadiums across the country. You start visualizing, like, what's it going to be like in downtown San Francisco when they get this stadium rocking and rolling? Bonte, I was so happy and proud as a Warrior fan just to see our beautiful stadium shining like that.
It popped.
And people just out, just partying, and just the diversity of people, the outfits, the feel. I could smell the weed through the TV. And it was awesome. And I said, man, when they put together Chase Center, even I was like, I don't know. Let's see what it looks like. Dude, they hit a grand slam.
Dude, seen
it on TV last night, and you're there every day, so maybe you're jaded.
No,
dude,
Chase.
It's incredible.
I walked through there.
I'm so proud.
So,
as a San Franciscan,
dude,
as a Warrior fan,
so
it doesn't get any better.
Before the game, Shasky, you know, I always walk out to the gatehouse at about 30 minutes prior to showtime, and they've got the band right when you come out the gates.
Yeah.
And they got the band just jamming.
Yeah.
They're just jamming. I'm like, oh, man, this is like Oracle vibes. But they had the band out there. They're just moving and grooving. And it's like, they put you in a good mood. It's good vibes walking into the stadium knowing that, hey, our boys are about to go inside and play basketball. At times, the Warriors, when they run their offense, it's like a good old jazz beat, right? Mm. It's just smooth. Mm. It's just popping, right? Backdoor cuts, pick and pop guys coming off the screens, split action, read and react. And I'm just like, man, it's a party out here. And I can hear it during the pregame show where it's just loud, right? And they're playing the music and people are partying. And then you get after the game and the loud packs are coming out.
Yeah.
The victory blunts are coming out. The victory three joints are coming out. People are eating their edibles saying, hey, that's one game. That's one game. And people are like, look, game two is going to be a lot closer. And so I still believe it's going to be a 5-6 game series. All right. But man, watching that team yesterday with their championship, like, because I think with a championship team, and I noticed this with the Bulls.
Yeah.
I noticed this with the Lakers. I even noticed this with the Spurs. When they get into these series, it's always about the other team.
Oh,
like the New York Knicks, Patrick Ewing, oh, they're knocking on the door. This is their year.
Yeah.
They got Jordan. I remember they jumped out to a 2-0 series lead in the Eastern Conference Finals back in 93. And they're all mad. Jordan's done. They're washed. Kind of like all those magazines in the 80s and 90s about the Niners. Dynasty's over.
Yeah.
This is the year it crashes and burns.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just kind of look at the Clippings like, yo, we actually hoisted a Larry. We actually hoisted a Lombardi. Let's show them what we're about.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bulls come back and win 4 straight in those Eastern Conference Finals, win their 3rd straight, and then beat the Phoenix Suns in the Finals. The Niners go on to win 4 Super Bowls, and then 5, of course, in 94. And now you got this Warriors team that took a 2-year hiatus, and it's like the Eminem song, right? Y'all must have heard the Dre song. Y'all must have forgot about us, right? You forgot about me. You forgot about Dre. But you forgot about the Dubs. And they forgot about Stephen Curry. And they forgot about Klay Thompson. And they forgot about Draymond Green and the way he plays defense. And that was on full display last night. It was on full display from the first quarter to the end of the game.
I want to get into Andrew Wiggins in about 5 minutes, but right now, Kevon Looney. I mean, this guy didn't even play his first year. His second year, I didn't really know what he was going to be. Like,
nobody did.
You watched all this like high school and UCLA footage, and you're like, oh, you remember there were Lamar Odom comps, right? And then the hip, he's got the injury, totally slowed him down. He's completely evolved as a player, reinvented himself to the fullest. I mean, where would they be? I can't believe people. I'm saying this out loud. Where would they be without Kevon Looney? He's been so great for this team. Rebounding, grinding, help defense, passing, patience, screen setting. Like, the only big body over 6'8" on the team right now. Like, he's just... Kevon Looney deserves so much praise this morning. He rolled over his performance from game six right over into game one. I'm just so happy for him.
It's unbelievable that all year long, you know, and I get it. Everybody was just saying, oh, man, you know, they need a big. Why did they trade for a big? Mm-hmm. Why didn't they sign a big? What's up with Wiseman? Oh, Wiseman's not coming back. They don't have enough down low. And Looney just said, look, hold my beer. I'm going to play 82 games, whether it's off the bench or I'm going to start, and we'll be okay. As long as Draymond backs is okay, I'll be there to help Draymond Green in the back end. Mm-hmm. And I'll be able to help stabilize the defense. And the way he stayed down on Luka Doncic, didn't go for any fakes, kept his hands up, dared him. His IQ is underrated.
It's so underrated.
So Loon, a lot of people said, how's he going to last? Oh, man, Joker ate him up. Well, Joker eats everybody up.
Of course.
But he held his own. It started with game six in a memorable game six where he grabs 22 rebounds. He follows that up with just smart basketball and the screen thing. Like, everybody scoffs at the screen, you know. Oh, man, he's just a screener. Anybody can screen. He knows when to screen.
Come on.
How to screen.
What was his last illegal screen?
It's been a while.
I mean, I love Andrew Bogut. He would get called for an illegal screen in every game. Right now, we love those,
right,
the way he would set them. But in the modern NBA, with the movement and so much pressure so high up there, he never gets called for illegal screens. I love Kevon Looney. And then his passing around the rim, the hands around the rim.
Soft hands.
We can't talk enough about his patience at times where he'll hold it, pump fake. Look, is he going to get vertical and yam on someone?
No.
But he's going to put it back. How many offensive rebounds early in that game?
Putbacks.
Helped fuel that first quarter run for the Warriors. Set the tone for the whole series.
No, it did. They got out to a good start. 28-18. 28-18 in the first quarter. They go up 9 at the half and then blow them away in the third quarter with a big time run right out of halftime. 10-2 run. And they go up. They were up by 30 in this game. Up by 30. And by the way, the Mavericks become the sixth team in NBA history to win three games by 20 plus points in the playoffs and lose three games by 20 plus points in the playoffs. All the previous five teams did not win an NBA championship, so not a good trend for the Dallas Mavericks.
Nugget.
Very interesting nugget. Three games where you've lost by 20 and three games where you won by 20? Yeah. That is weird.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.